Hello and welcome to Matrix Live. My guest today is myself. It's been a hectic few weeks at the foundation as we scrambled to get the Matrix Conf organized, and I think I owe you a few updates on a few topics. The first one is very good news because we are very happy to recognize LiveKit as a silver member of the foundation. So LiveKit is directly enabling the Matrix.org users to place calls using Matrix native group calls. Mostly via Element Call. They do so by donating a cloud SFU to the foundation. So very briefly, a SFU is a central server in a VoIP call. You send it your audio and video streams, and it will broadcast them to every participant that requests it. You send your streams only to the SFU instead of sending them to all the participants. And the opposite is also true. You request only the streams of the people that you can see on your screen instead of getting your internet connection assaulted by the streams of all participants. We will publish a blog post with all the details, including the MSCs that made it into a proper Matrix standard and how we avoid centralizing all users around a single SFU on matrix.org, which would be ironic for Matrix. So thank you very much, LiveKit, not only for your great open source project that allows us not to reinvent the wheel, but also for donating a cloud SFU to all of our users. Next up is the Matrix Conference. So last September, we had a blast with the Matrix community in Berlin, where 200, a little bit more than 200 of us, gathered to some point where the rooms were overcrowded and we had to overflow to a second room. We expect the same success this year in Strasbourg in France. We are still in the process of organizing it. The format will likely be close to what we did last year because we got positive feedback from it for it. As you know, we are operating on a tight budget and we want to ensure that we have enough sponsors before announcing it more broadly. So, if your organization is interested in sponsoring the Matrix Conference 2025, please visit 2025.matrix.org, visit the sponsors page where you can see our prospectus, and reach out to conference@foundation.matrix.org. We will issue a call for proposals shortly after closing our budget. And finally, governing board elections. I can tell you that as a staffer, that having a more decentralized governance for the foundation has been tremendously helpful. With the help of our chair and vice chair in particular, we could establish committees and working groups. So the governing board committees allow people to have a say in the direction of the foundation, and the governing board working groups allow people to actively push the foundation in a direction as long as it matches the recommendation of the governing board. Essentially, it's a good way for the community to help get things done. The website and events working groups have been formed, building on the informal groups that existed last year. So I'm grateful to Kim, Marcel, Nadine, and Jan who joined those working groups, and to Greg, Kim, and Robin, of course, for enabling them to do so. Half of the governing board is renewed every year to ensure some continuity, and this year we have elections for the gold, silver, individual, and associate members. The nomination period has already started, so I'm going to leave a link in the description to the announcement blog post where you can find all the election details. And I think that covers it. That's quite a lot of work, actually, in addition to all the trust and safety and maintenance work going on to keep matrix.org running. And as for me, I have this little guy here that I want to put to good use for a series of matrix tutorials. Believe it or not, but we can cram a Kubernetes cluster into a Raspberry Pi and do useful things with it. So I can't wait to share my experiments with you because it's much prettier than it sounds. I think that's it for real, and I see you next week, Matrix Live.